This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Parts of Washington state could see temperatures as high as 110 degrees today. The AP's Donna Warder.
From the Pacific Northwest to the Southern Great Plains to the Interstate 95 corridor, more than 85 million Americans have been under excessive heat warnings or heat advisories, and the National Weather Service warns of extremely oppressive conditions from Washington to Boston. The Weather Service says numerous record highs are expected to be tied or broken in the Northeast, where at least two heat-related deaths have been reported. I'm Donna Warder.
And no matter where you are, the National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard says keep your eye on another indicator.
When you combine the humidity with the temperatures, then you get the heat index, and that will typically be higher than the temperature, especially when it's humid. And that's what it actually feels like outside.
Four people were injured when a car crashed through a toll booth along Daytona Beach and ended up in the Atlantic Ocean. No word yet on why that happened. A man's died after being stabbed on a commuter train in Chicago early this morning during some sort of altercation. No arrests yet. That big wildfire near Yosemite National Park is forcing thousands of residents out of their homes. Thousands of firefighters are using aircraft and bulldozers to fight the Oak Fire. Cal Fire's Justin McCombs says the fire is blowing embers forward into tree branches, affecting communities miles away.
In my career, I haven't seen fire behavior like that, and it was rapid rate of spread, long-range spotting, active crown fire runs. It ran the gamut.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the economy is slowing, but not yet in recession. Her proof? Employers are still hiring. Jonas Vingegaard of Denmark won the Tour de France yesterday. This is AP News. Now to President Biden and his recovery from COVID. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The public will get its first look at President Biden since last week as he continues recovering from COVID-19. The president's been out of public view since Friday.
This is the 38th day in a row of declining retail gas prices.
When he virtually met with economic advisors.
I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Yesterday morning, his doctor reported the president continues to improve significantly. He still had a sore throat, but other symptoms like a cough, runny nose, and body aches had diminished considerably. This afternoon, the president will virtually speak with a law enforcement group on day 4 of his quarantine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas is 17 cents cheaper this morning than a week ago, $4.35 a gallon, says the AAA. Prices are highest in the West, lowest in the South. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.